National Intercollegiate Rodeo starts Thursday at Sul Ross.
From the Valentine Radio Newsroom, I'm Ben Caxton. It's 37 degrees in Marfa and 49 degrees in Valentine, going up to a high of 78 today. Tom Churchill's full forecast is coming up later this hour.
Sul Ross State University, which calls itself the birthplace of collegiate rodeo in 1949, hosts the annual National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association this Thursday through Saturday. The competition will be held in the San Antonio Livestock Exposition Arena at the Turner Range Animal Science Center. Numerous college teams from across Texas and from as far away as New Mexico will be competing in the event. In addition to the rodeo, four contestants will seek out the honor of becoming Miss Rodeo Sul Ross 2017, with the coronation scheduled prior to the Saturday, November 4th rodeo performance. Katie West of Athena, Oregon is the reigning queen. Performances begin at 6 p.m. Thursday and 7 p.m. Friday, with short rounds at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. General admission is $7 for performances and no charge for slack. Children under 12 and Sul Ross faculty, staff, and students with ID will be admitted free of charge. Programs and day sheets will be available at the ticket booth. Slacks will be held Friday and Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m. each day. With the U.S. 90 reconstruction project winding down, what's next on TxDOT's agenda? It appears Highway 67 may be the next major project coming our way. TxDOT has announced in a press release that they're at least beginning a major study of the U.S. 67 corridor from Fort Stockton to Presidio. The goal is to determine what long-term needs and issues need to be addressed for the highway heading into the future. TxDOT says crews from their El Paso and Alpine offices, along with assistance from counties along the highway's path, will work with an Austin firm, Blanton & Associates. Blanton will conduct traffic surveys in November and December to develop a master plan for the highway's usage over coming decades. Circle your calendars for December 9th. That's the date that's been chosen for this year's annual Jeff Davis County Livestock Association Show. The show gets underway at 10 a.m. with lambs, goats, and pigs getting judged by Kelly Doster of Garden City. There's no cost to attend the show, but a food concession stand will be on site, with all proceeds from that going to the Fort Davis FFA. This year's event is expected to be the last one held at Sunrise Stables. That's on the Mostyn Ranch between Fort Davis and the McDonald Observatory. Fort Davis ISD has been hard at work constructing new facilities near their campus just outside the high school that are expected to be completed in time for next year's show. If you're looking to experience some real ghosts and goblins who aren't just in it for the candy on this Halloween, there are at least a few places you might want to visit. In Fort Davis, the old Confederate fort has long been believed to be haunted, with visitors often reporting seeing shadows, hearing voices, and smelling roses of all things. The 1860s fort is believed to be haunted by the ghost of Alice Walpole, who was abducted by Native Americans in this area while looking for roses. Her body was never found, but soon afterwards, sightings of her ghost began to be reported in the area. Legend has it that some interesting things happen when Alice is around. People say the phantom smell of roses is detected when she appears, and white roses have been known to grow around the fort out of season. In Alpine, you may need to book a room to explore, but a 1920s boutique hotel there is haunted by the apparition of a woman and her child who lived in the building many years ago. Apparently, the ghostly activity is most common on the third floor of the Holland Hotel. One former employee writes that while he worked there, he often heard noises like doors opening and closing when no one was around, saying that whatever or whoever it is, they like to mess with you. In Van Horn, visitors have also reported odd goings on at the Hotel Le Capitan for some time. That's been around since the 1930s. A lot of people believe that hotel is haunted too. Three illegal aliens previously deported from the United States over sex offenses were rearrested in October. That, according to a Border Patrol press release issued last week. Five undocumented immigrants were arrested on October 17th east of Marfa. One turned out to be a 65-year-old man from Mexico who was previously convicted on January 9th, 1989, on charges of sexual offense against a child. He served 10 years of jail time in Midland before being deported back to Mexico. Presidio agents later that same day arrested 59-year-old man from Mexico, illegally present in the United States. He'd been convicted on March 28, 1984, on criminal sexual contact with minor charges, that from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And on October 21st, MARFA agents took another Mexican national into custody who'd been convicted on February 27, 2013, on charges of kidnapping and enticement of a minor for indecent purposes in Mule Shoe, Texas. For more stories, visit us on the web at valentineradionews.com. From the Valentine Radio Newsroom, I'm Ben Caxton.